I'm getting $2 million a year.
It's about 9:02. So can we get a roll call?
Jay?
Here.
McGuire?
Here.
Michaels?
Here.
Mitchell? Alex? Carter? Harrison?
Here.
Cowart?
Present. Need approval of the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
The move and second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Anyone opposed?
Mr. Carter's coming in.
Hey, all right. He made it.
Can you get here?
You made it.
I'll go by Jim. You sure?
Sure.
Okay.
Watch up. Oh, that's it.
I'll grab that.
Red Indian for you. There you go.
Oh, yeah, between the posts. We're here. You okay right there?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Where'd you get that good looking chauffeur?
You want some coffee, boy?
Right,
you want some coffee?
Oh, yeah, you can.
What? How do you take it?
Sugar and cream. Where you been?
Good, how you been?
Okay, need approval of minutes for April 8, 2016.
So moved.
Second.
The move is second. Any discussion? Any correction? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Next thing is public participation. Okay. Do we have any communication from the board? From the committee?
Is that okay?
No.
Thank you.
Okay. Need approval of the county and township motor fuel tax claim for April 2016.
So moved.
Been moved in second. Okay, any discussion?
She said.
Yes, discussion.
Oh.
No. All in favor say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Okay, we're going to go into the county engineer's report.
All right. Item number 8. Awarding the contract for the furnishing and mix of bituminous material for Mahomet Road District. That's the resolution that I handed out because we had the bid opening on Cinco de Mayo. And so the information is there. The resolution is there. This is for a furnished and mixed oil that we didn't get bid on the original township oil letting that we had for all the townships. For Mahomet Township, and the low bidder is Ileana at $710 per ton, which seems like a weird number because we used to bid everything by the gallon. Mm-hmm. And as of April 1st, everything has to be bid by the ton, so that's about $3 a gallon if you break it down to a gallon price. So I would ask for your approval for that bid, please.
Lorraine, may I ask a question?
We move. I move to accept this.
Second.
We move in second. Go for discussion, yes.
I'm sorry for interrupting. How does that compare with the in the past, and how many bidders did you receive?
We only received one bid on this, and it's a little bit below where we were in the past. I don't like 5-10% less than what it was in the past. But Ileana is the only one that ever bids on this. This is bringing the oil to Chris's shop and mixing it with a pug mill. Mm-hmm. So it's furnished and mixed. It's just we missed that one when we bid it earlier with all the other township. And all the oil across the board, I don't remember all the bids from last month, but all the oil across the board is below where it was last year.
Thank you.
Just like fuel prices, it's all down.
I picked up the water. I had a move there. The day of the 6th, I picked up the wrong.
Okay. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Next one, item 9, awarding the contract for the pavement striping. That's the paper-clipped information that I provided to you, because this was bid too late in order to get it on the agenda. We had a single bidder. We had a lot of, actually had a lot of companies take proposals out, but only had a single bidder, which is Varsity Striping, who's located here in Champaign. But we've got a bid tab there, and then we also have a comparison from previous year's results for the striping letting. You'll see that everything is at or below the cost that were bid for the same items back in 2015. The per linear foot estimate of ours was 8 cents. It came in at 0.058. Last year's cost was 0.060 for both the white and the yellow and the no passing. So good bid on that, even though it's a single bidder. Varsity Striping does a really good job. They're very easy to work with for us because they're local. They will, they'll do our roads. Basically, we get better prices than most because they kind of use ours as a fill. You know, if they got a Friday like today and it's beautiful and they don't want to drive all the way to Rockford to paint something, they send their crews out and paint in Champaign County. And then we also did something this year that we haven't done, haven't bid in the past, and that was the actual striping removal. That's why you'll see a number on that. So that's because when we do our seal coats, that when we've done them in the past, the oil doesn't stick to the stripe, and we're having trouble with having that stripe come back through on the center line. So we're actually, before we do our seal coats, going out and either water blasting or grinding the stripes off before we actually do our seal coats. So that's why that number is in there this year and hasn't been in the past.
So move.
Second.
Been moved in second. Open for discussion. No, you on the committee.
Thank you. Thanks. Just have a question. They've always done a good job. I know we've had them for many years and stuff. Outside of us just being filling or something, it's kind of unusual that we ended up with even a lower bid.
I know. Well,
I don't know. Is that partly because the product they use or whatever?
No,
I mean, I saw a lot of people scrubbing today.
Right. I think the lower bid this year is because we had a lot of interest, and they were a little worried that they weren't going to get it. But then nobody bid. So there were a handful of striping contractors that just showed up and took plans that never show up.
Good for us.
Yeah. I was worried about some of them because you get some. Well, remember, we had the company from St. Louis that one year, and they never even showed up. There was a paint shortage, supposedly, blah, blah, blah. We end up having to take Varsity as a second little bidder and do the work anyway. So I'm always a little bit worried when a company that I'm not familiar with shows up and asks for bid documents. But anyway, I think that helped us this time.
Thank you.
Matt? As I understand, remember, they are a minority business enterprise.
Oh, yeah.
As well,
yeah.
So that should be noted.
Yes. Bonnie is the owner of the company. So, yes, they are.
Probably what's going on with the striping is somebody's intruded on somebody's territory.
Seems that way when I talk to Bonnie, that there's a lot of that going on.
All right.
Yeah, so they're trying to make each other nervous, I think.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed?
All right. Now we have the petitions and resolutions for a number of different projects on township roads. Item number 10, petition and resolution for Champaign and Tolono townships to do a repair of a bridge that is actually on the township line between the two. We've got a bridge that the old wooden back wall is failing on it, and the road's starting to collapse behind the bridge. So we need to go in and do some repairs to stop that from occurring. So the joint townships have petitioned a repair cost of $80,000, of which we would pay half of the total cost for that repair. And I would ask for your approval of that.
Move to approve.
Petition resolution.
Second.
Second.
Okay, it's open for discussion. Okay. I guess all in favor say aye.
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 Anyone opposed?
Bob Sherman, Hensley Township, has petitioned the county for help in a repair of a structure. He has some scouring going on underneath a bridge where we need to do some riprap placement in order to prevent that continuing scour to progress. Total cost of that repair is estimated at $8,400. And the county would be paying for half of that, again, through the petition resolution. I would ask for your approval of that item as well.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's open for discussion.
Sorry. Jeff, just a quick question. I mean, I know we have a lot of bridges and it's spring. Seems like we replace a lot of them every year. I mean, is there kind of a schedule of what you know? How many more coming up? I mean, or do you try to do like 20 a year or something like that?
Well, these are kind of minor type projects, so these come as needed, basically on request of Township Highway Commissioners. Or
and we share.
Huh?
We share. That
yeah, the County Bridge Fund is set up to pay 50% of bridge replacement or repairs with townships first. That's what the statute says. So some of these come out of... We do annual bridge inspections, so some of them come out of, we see something in a bridge inspection, we go talk to the highway commissioner about it and say, we need to repair this. Some of them are things that have been ongoing for years, and they just finally have had the funds to pay their particular share. The bigger bridges, the actual true replacement of the bridges, somewhere between 6 and 10 a year.
Okay.
I mean, if we look at the total number of structures we have on our system, that's about how many we need to do in order to keep up with the cycle of, you know, if a bridge lasts 60 to 70 years, if we're lucky, that's about how many we need to do between township and county. We should be having a couple more replacements coming to the committee soon. It's just the process for getting through that is a lot longer than, unfortunately, it used to be with the biological clearances and the environmental clearances and the historical clearances that you need. It used to be we could start designing a bridge in February and build it in April or May, but now it's it's a six-month process at best to get through all of the clearances that we need through the state and the feds. So, but these small repairs, we don't have to go through all that, but the replacements we do. Mm-hmm.
Jeff, this is a small amount. They didn't try to petition you to pay for the whole thing.
It's the statute says 50-50 with the county bridge funds. Mm. Okay. So they could try.
You got to break that.
Okay, any more discussion? Seeing all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Anyone opposed?
Petition resolution for Mahomet Township from Chris Dennitz for the replacement of a culvert. He's doing some road work to try to take out a kind of a sweeping curve at an intersection, which involves the replacement of this particular box culvert, an existing 8x2.5 to be replaced by an 8x4 box culvert. And see, the total for that one is estimated at $50,000. for the replacement of that box culvert. So the petition is for 50% help with that replacement of that box culvert.
Move to approve.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded and it's open for discussion. Seeing that, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
And the last petition resolution for township project from Sydney Township, an existing 2x1.5 box culvert that is failing on Sydney Township. And we were going to replace it with a 4x2 box culvert, estimated at $10,000. And John Chestnut has petitioned for 50% help in that particular project. Ask for your approval of that.
So moved.
Second.
So moved and second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
This is the next item on the agenda. Yours is right there, Shannon, to your left.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I did ask a salesperson from MAC to join us at the meeting in case there were questions that I couldn't answer about what we're going to discuss here, because I'm not a truck genius by any means. They didn't teach me that stuff in school. And I don't drive one. I don't have a CDL. But the fact of the matter is, since the new emissions from the EPA came out, everybody has had to redo their truck engines to have better emission control on them. And the direction that International went isn't working. International always had the state bids, so we always bought International trucks for the most part. Post 2011, International trucks have a system on them that regenerates in order to burn off the emission gook, for lack of a better term, that builds up in the engines. That isn't working, and our International trucks spend more time on the hook of a tow truck or sitting over at Russian or Rush trucks or Prairie International, as they used to be called, than they spend running up and down the roads. To this point, it hasn't been a huge financial burden on us because we got a 3-year warranty on those trucks, and the majority of the issues have been covered under warranty. But the fact is, it doesn't matter if it's warranted or not. If it doesn't run, it doesn't run, and we're not having any success keeping those trucks running on the roadways. And there doesn't seem to be a fix for those trucks that International has come up with in order to alleviate those problems. So, as you know, last year we purchased a Mack truck because International has all these troubles. I think, Rick, you even read in a business trade magazine that International or Navistar is in some serious financial trouble because of a lot of these issues that have come up. So we have 4 of these trucks. And so I talked to Matt Phillips, who's here with us from MAC, about what kind of options we might have in order to be able to replace those 4 trucks immediately so that we didn't have to continue to deal with the issues that we're dealing with. And what I've given to you is some different options, lease to purchase type options that he's come up with: a 3-year option, a 4-year option, and a 5-year option for replacing those four trucks. Now, the good news is, if there is good news to be had in this story, that on all these trucks that we purchased, we bought all stainless steel equipment. You know, all the equipment can be transferred from the old trucks to the new trucks. So that you'll see on these formal proposals, he's got the 3-year and the 5-year terms where he shows transferring existing equipment. And then we've got a 4-year term where we're transferring the existing equipment. And then there's one where he shows the total cost of the truck with new equipment installed. Now the $179,295 is the bid that Mack gave us on new truck for our previous model. And they're willing to hold that price for a 2017 model. So I believe we can continue to use that bid because we've already bid it and they're holding their price for another model year. But you'll see the difference between the new equipment installed and the existing equipment being transferred is about $58,000 in savings if we reuse our existing equipment. So what we would do is order the trucks. They would come in, we would take our trucks over to the equipment dealer and have them strip all of the equipment and put it on the new model and then try to sell our cab and chassis, although I don't know what the value of those is going to be because I think the market's pretty well flooded with internationals that don't run right now. So we're hoping that somebody's had their head in the sand for 5 years and won't know that this problem has occurred, but I don't know that that's a reality. Now, when I think about the county highways equipment budget, we're running at about $300,000 a year. We typically replace a truck about every year because we'll keep our trucks, you know, 10 years plus if everything's running well. That's why we put on the stainless steel equipment, because typically we get rid of our trucks because the equipment and everything on them just falls apart before the engine does because of all the salt that we put down in the winter. So if you look at the 4-year fixed interest rate at 2.69% with the $100,000 buyout on the four trucks at the end of the year, that's a pretty steady flow of funding coming out of our equipment budget, $103,000 now, and then $103,000 a year on the next three payments, and then $100,000 to pay off at the end. So you'll see the total cost of ownership per truck is $128,200 on a $121,600 truck. So it's about, you know, $6,000 to $7,000 in financing costs, basically over the 4 years. And we could try to limp these things along, but honestly, it's every time we get a truck towed, it's $750. Every time we take one over to Rush Equipment, it's sitting in line waiting for them to work on it. God knows how long it takes us to get it back. And then when we get it back and put it back on the road, within days, weeks, months, it's sitting on the side of the road and we're calling another tow truck. I mean, it's a pretty, you know, it's pretty predictable, unfortunately. So this is kind of the plan that I see that will work for us as far as trying to get these trucks replaced and being able to pay for them over a period of time. So that's why I'm bringing it to you. And Matt's here to talk about any questions that come up about the trucks or the financing or what have you that I'm not familiar with. So open it up for questions and discussions, Madam Chair.
Okay. Do we need to get approval?
What we did when we bought the truck in 2016 was I brought it to you and then you approved it and then we drafted a resolution to be brought to the county board. So I think you probably want to have a motion in a second so that we can have a discussion on it.
So move.
Second.
Okay. Now let's open up for discussion.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, this is a little prejudicial, but being a Mac user all my life, I could never understand why buy an International to start with. But having said that, our experience with Mac has been extraordinarily good. Now, we're not a hard user like a township would be. And both of the units that that we had purchased for the farm was used. In fact, one of them is a 74 Mac. It still runs like a top and has had very little trouble. Very dependable. Can't say enough about them. And there's no need me trying to tell you anything else. I am prejudiced. I really do think Mack Truck is a solid, good made truck, and we've had good luck with the service over there. So I know how important the trucks are to you. They don't do you any good if they don't run when you need them.
Right.
So I think four at once is a little bit of a big lump to swallow, but. If that's the only way to get rid of them Internationals, go for it.
And one thing I forgot to mention is these trucks come with basically a 5-year bumper-to-bumper warranty. So, I mean, there's a few little things that aren't covered. So while we're paying them off over 4 years, we're not going to have any big maintenance expenses except for the wear parts, basically, in the vehicles.
Jim?
So back to the International, since... I have no preference.
Okay.
Talking about what happens to them when they're running. It sounds like they carb and do they have to rebuild the engines? Or what are they doing? Opening up the top ends? How much of a cost is this going to cost us to fix the engines if they
fail? Well, there's no fix.
I'm not talking about changing, making a changeover so they don't have this issue. I'm talking about when they take the truck back and there's a problem with it. Versus what is it total about $400,000 worth of new trucks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Versus,
right?
Are we talking about $3,000 for each truck? How many times a year?
Matt, do you know what it costs to?
I'll vote to suspend the rules to allow him to speak.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry.
One second, Pat.
Take it.
The fixes can be quite expensive. As Jeff said, they're, as far as the technology itself that are actually used on these engines, it's a flawed technology that they don't currently have a fix for. They've come up with several band-aids, so to speak, over the last 4 or 5 years in computer calibrations and things like that, in hopes to help alleviate the problem that they haven't worked. As far as repairs go, your best case scenario, just as an example, a particular component on these engines is what's called an EGR cooler. It's an exhaust gas recirculation cooler. That's one of the emissions components that helps meet the emissions. That is very sensitive, and they fail on a regular basis. Best case scenario when one of those would happen to fail is probably around $5,000 per failure. And I would say worst case scenario, if depending on the nature of the failure of that component, it could cause extensive damage to the engine, in which case at that point you're looking at $16,000 to $20,000 in repairs because of that failure. And there's no exact science to it. It just depends on exactly how the component fails, and it can fail in multiple different ways. But
we just had one where the coolant got dumped into the engine.
That's correct. That's correct. It backfed the coolant into the engine through the exhaust manifold, hydrolocking the engine. And at this point, potentially still don't know the full extent of the damage it may have caused. It may not know for a few years down the road. Because it very possible could have caused something that's not going to present itself until a few years from now.
So how many times have these trucks broken down? I mean, there's four trucks and they're consistently doing this and under conditions or whatever.
At least a couple times a year, they're not here. They're somewhere else being fixed. And to now, it's mostly been warranty work. But we're reaching the end of those warranty periods. As a matter of fact, we got them to extend a warranty by about a month. I think the fix, the one we were just talking about. But so that one's totally out of warranty now. And we just, and like we were talking about it, somehow it put all the, because they couldn't figure out where the radiator fluid went. Well, it all went in the engine. So we've been doing oil testing of the engine since we got it back to see if there's going to be any problems with the engine, but nobody really knows. You know, so
may questionable engine.
You do that a few times, and you know it's.
So is any recourse back to the?
No, not that I'm aware of. I wish there was.
Okay,
there should be. Probably.
I have several questions.
So what?
Okay,
what is the?
You want?
I'm thin. Not finished. Sorry.
No.
So what is the cost every year for buying the four trucks? I mean, is it $400,000?
$100,000 a year.
For all four?
Yes.
Total, not each.
Right. $103,000 the first four payments and then $100,000 buyout at the end.
Okay.
Okay,
guys.
Thank
you. Since we just got this, I just want to clarify some things in my brain looking at this.
Oh, here comes the banker. She's a banker, Matt. Watch her.
First, ask about the engine, though.
I might ask about that too. On your sheet, where you've got the green highlighted, those are the newer models. I would think those could have been changed or should have been already in code if they're newer. Or are those the one you're going to change? Because then you've got the ones that are pink, which are the 11, the 9. The 04 and 02.
I should have explained what those highlights are. The green ones are the ones that we're wanting to get rid of because they're the ones that are the post-emission purchase trucks.
And two of them are new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
new.
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. Now, back to my little money question, man. Okay. It looks like several of these have balloon payments to them, quite honestly.
Yeah.
And so the thing that I'm concerned about is, do we look at, even though the agreement, and is this a contract with Mack? Would they be the financing?
Mm-hmm.
So they have their own finance? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the interest rate looks fairly reasonable. It's almost, it's a little higher than new car rate, but it's okay. Not great, but okay. I almost wonder if we go ahead and amortize that thing out over the five, so we don't sit there and have a 260 or whatever, depending on what plan we take, as a balloon payment. You know what I mean?
You want to explain that residual end?
The residual, sure. The balloon payment or the residual is actually being determined by the county.
Okay.
There's some flexibility there, and basically, and I'm not an expert in finance, so bear with me.
But, I'm not either.
You are too.
But the basically the how you set the residual payment at the end or the buyout, so to speak, is going to determine the obviously the payments and the interest paid over the term. What I did here was I tried to give them as a sample of scenarios to look at and just to get an idea of how the payments were fluctuating.
Still talking simple interest. So if we amortized our payment truly over 5 years and paid more than what the minimum premium is, that would hit principal first, and therefore we'd pay
in
less
this
interest?
Case, no, ma'am, because it's a lease. It's not a traditional finance.
So, okay, answer me this then, please, because I'm not as familiar with leases. When you lease something, don't you still own it at the end of the lease?
You can. If you make this last payment, you own it. If you walk away from it, they own it.
Hmm.
So, like...
Right.
The ones that have the final payments.
And are you looking to own these, Jeff?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The only upside to having the big payout at the end is if we're not happy with
walk
a particular
away.
Truck, we can walk away and it's theirs. So the ones like the one on this 4 year, he's basically estimating that the cabin chassis is going to be worth about $65,000 at the end of this lease.
So my next question is, if we pay that lease off, then that's going to have to be a budget item that we... end up coming up with another $200,000 if we take option one.
Right, that's why I would propose
that's
option,
why you're looking at the
option two, which is basically a similar
lease to
pay per year.
It's lease, so you still.
I'm a Mr. J.
So you're $35,000 more a year up front for 4 years, so you don't have the big payment at the end.
Right. And so, I have Mr. J's opinion that Macs are tough,
000.
And we're not going to want to walk away from these after 4 years.
Well, I just don't want to have something blare at us at the end and go, whoops, I need to find some more money.
Right. That's why I like
the road.
The
4 year. And you like the 4 year versus the.
I like the 4 year because we got a 5 year warranty. So, you know, we're not going to be out of warranty, even though if you push it to 5 years. Just seems to be a little bit.
And these are
out.
All 2016 trucks?
2017.
2017s with our equipment?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. Thank you, Madam Chair. Sorry.
Okay.
Is that lease to own?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, Sarah.
I guess just because it sounds like this is a big problem for the company, and just even quickly Googling, it looks like there's several class action lawsuits, and it looks like it's for the MaxForce engine, and on the ProStar, Lone Star, TransStar, WorkStar, PayStar, LoadStar.
All stars.
All stars. And it looks like some of the complaints are coming actually out of Illinois. One of the first was filed in the circuit court in Cook County. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know if like there's any way to recoup, because if this is a you sold faulty equipment and we purchased that faulty equipment, if there can be any type of,
we can try to get into those. You know, it doesn't help the equipment run,
right? Oh no, absolutely.
Yeah, but
recoup that.
We're being stuck with the old trucks. I mean, and how to get rid of them?
Right.
Maybe not be any money left by the time we get there, but
right. Yeah.
Okay.
So we could. I mean, I'm not a lawyer. Don't even play one on TV, so.
Can you, out of these options, since you're buying four, maybe stagger your, so that you don't have a big chunk of cash coming up at once, that it incrementally will phase in? And then that's one question. The other question is, what would it cost to do a 10-year warranty?
I don't think you'll go beyond 5 years.
They won't go beyond a 5 year warranty. This is an industry standard. There's certain things that are you can as far as some like frame rails, for example. You know, frame rails, you may be able to get an extended warranty for maybe 7 years. Frankly, nobody really ever does it because the frame rails. But just as far as the end, if you look at the OEMs and the component manufacturers such as Cummins, Meritor Axles, Allison Transmissions, everybody's cap is 5 years. There's always a, not just years, but also miles. In the county's case, they don't put a lot of miles on the truck, so it's not the miles we're really as worried about as the time.
What about a third party? Lease, third-party warranty company.
There are some out there that you have to be very selective with third-party warranty companies. In my opinion, that I've seen over the years, I've been in the business for about 15 years, and over the years I've seen several of those companies pop up and go away just as quickly as they pop up. So what you don't want to do, obviously, is pay a bunch of money for a warranty that is not going to do any good in the year because the company went out of business.
Okay. But I think staggering so that you're not, you know, so out of 1 year you're not going to see a big cash drain.
Well, that 4 year one is basically $100,000 a year. I mean, it's $103,000 for 4 years and then $100,000 on the payoff. So, So. That's why I think that one makes them, because we can budget for it on a similar budget over the life of the payout, basically.
And that's option two?
Option two for the 4 year lease.
Can I amend his motion to option two?
It's up to him to accept that.
If you accept it.
Pardon me, I was reading.
Amend your motion to have staff write up a resolution. Option two to be taken to the
4 year option two. I thought that's what we were talking about.
We were.
Well, was it?
Well, he didn't make that specific motion.
That way, but there's four options that we could give the staff a little more direction.
You're saying option two on the four-year lease, right?
Right. To give a little bit more direction. I mean, obviously, right. You had your thoughts, but we had a little more direction.
I'm good with that.
Is a seconder good with that?
Yes, second.
Okay, Gary.
Would we be better off to go down to the local bank and borrow this money on 5 years or 4 years? And is this tax-free interest?
Mm-hmm.
And if so, would we be better off? That's the only question I have.
Mm-hmm.
The other is, I totally agree with you on...
Who is our bank?
That's probably the first, but I totally agree with you on...
this one right here.
The need to have these available for service. You don't want it out there during snow plowing.
Right.
So, yes, I agree with you on that. I think it's a wise move. Coming down the pike, in California already, you've got to be able to document your idling time, or you get fined. Is this coming to Illinois? Well, will we be able to figure out some way of adding this feature to these trucks if it's needed, or do we need a new electronic system to monitor these trucks from in here?
So to the first part of your question, there's always the possibility.
It should be a reduction if you're going to pay cash like that, then it should be.
Generally, possible. You see what starts in California gradually drift its way east. I have not heard of any upcoming movements to that would mean that's going to be your future, but down the road is certainly a possibility. These trucks are what's called they're clean idle certified. In other words, the emissions are at such a low level that they can they're an exception to no idling rule in a lot of places. Not necessarily California. I'm not an expert at California regulations because they're complicated. But that being said, should it ever come to Illinois where they say, okay, you can't idle your trucks for more than 5 minutes at a time, we can program the truck to do that. To where at at 4 minutes and 55 seconds it shuts off. That's not a problem. I've also seen in several cases where municipalities are exempt from those idling rules because of the nature of what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it just all depends on how the legislation is written. But should that come to Illinois, I'm certain we can make sure these comply however we need to.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just to respond to Gary's question, I don't know if the county's pursued GPS tracking systems for the fleet.
Yes, we do have them on all of our equipment.
Yeah. Do you know if do they have connections to the OBD2 or the engine computers?
Yeah.
Because a lot of the systems now have the ability to monitor idle times.
Oh, yeah.
So if we have...
Yeah, we can do that.
We'd be able to generate reports on that sort of thing if that became necessary.
Yeah, we definitely can do that.
Good.
Yep.
Well, had you looked at the cash, paying cash settlement on them?
Mm-hmm.
Paying what?
Cash.
Paying cash?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would be if you go to had you looked at the reduction that you get on your cash settlement?
If we just paid for them now?
Well,
and then borrow the money?
Yeah.
I haven't talked to any local banks about borrowing the money. I know Hensley Township, talking to Bob Sherman, he was in the 4% range when he talked to local banks about borrowing money to buy a singular truck from Mac.
Would that be conflict of interest?
Oh, no. Uh-uh. No. But
well, Dad, you're banker, right?
I'm kind of retired, actually.
I was going to borrow and buy a truck.
My question is whether we finance with them or somebody else or whatever,
mm-hmm.
those prices are the same, correct? This isn't a deal based on us financing through them.
No, the price
the
of
price
the
is the price.
Yes.
And then I don't know how this works, and Rick, maybe you can help me with this, is what if the highway department did buy them outright and then financed through the general corp and paid the general corp 2%. I mean, I don't know how that works. Because it's short term.
Right.
It's short term, and I'm not sure how that works. But I would think that you're thinking on keeping these.
Yes.
Otherwise, you wouldn't want to consistently pay the 100. You would pay the 65 and walk away.
Yes. Right.
So I just wonder about that. I mean, I know it's not a lot, but interest on $490,000 is a little bit of money in 4 or 5 years. So yep. I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying you don't need the machines, but basically we're taking all of our equipment and we're putting it on a brand new 2017 truck. That's what we're doing?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes. Yep. For 4 trucks.
Okay.
Lord. We have 10 trucks. This is 4 of our 10.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
How bad you need them? You got a little time?
We need them by snowplow season. And if we don't order them in June, we're not going to get them by snowplow season.
Well, you got time then to look at that.
Huh? Well, June's coming up next month.
We need it on. We need it on the county board agenda in May. Let's put it that way, so we can order them in June, so we'll have them by November to plow snow. So we got a little time, yeah, a couple weeks to look at it.
Patsy.
I really would like to see other payment options.
Through a different financial institution?
Yes, okay. Because we met Wednesday night on the issues of the budget and things like that. So any amount that we can figure out how to save, and if we can do it through some other mechanisms, I'd really like to see that as part of the conversation when this comes to the county board.
Okay.
Max?
You know, with respect to 4 trucks, and I know you're buying local, but can you buy through a bigger consortium to get a better price per unit?
We bid this already, so it's not like we're just asking him, hey, what's it cost to buy these trucks?
Okay.
This is the bid that was a year ago that they were the low bid on.
Okay.
And, yeah, that's how we got the internationals. We bought through a consortium. So, no, not to get this particular truck. There's not any way to buy it through a consortium.
Was the consortium
State of Illinois.
How they doing?
Hey, the constitutional amendment for the road fund at least went through.
Are they through both houses?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm referring to the inside. So, we still need to figure out what we're going to do here, right? Which is, do we do this and then ask to find out whether, to ask a couple banks whether they can get our interest rate and bring that to the county? Is that how the board we want to do, at least so that we know what's coming to the county board and then find out if there's better interest rates? I mean, obviously we can fund it through the general fund as Diane discussed. And give that option too, as far as the financing is concerned, and let the county board decide, right?
Okay.
At this point, I wouldn't recommend hitting general corporate with another. I mean, we're already going to be constrained by the paying for the ADA work, and we don't know what else could happen going down the road, so I think that would be the least favorite option at this point.
Tell them we could give them the deed of the nursing.
Don't you have a contingency fund also?
A contingency
or whatever. Hey, I'm asking. I mean, you know, if you don't ask the question, you can't hear the answer.
We do have a balance, yes, around $800,000 at last budget cycle.
Can't borrow just
yourself. Just chews up
pretty
quick against it. Yeah.
I have another. As I'm flipping through this real quick, and like I said, just fast numbers here. If we're going to pay $103,000, that's an annual payment, and you pay one payment at the end of the year. It says annual in advance, so I don't know if you're making that payment.
You make the first payment when you get the trucks.
So basically, you're doing P&I both up front. Otherwise, if you wait, it's $13,000 in interest on the $486,000 at 2.69 and $90,000 in principal. So you're going to decrease your principal at least by $90,000 in the first.
You sound like my dad.
These are simple.
He was a banker.
No. No, really, I'm not that. I'm not a CPA or anything. I swear to God, I'm not. So that was another question: is if we're reducing that principal up front, that's not as bad as if you're taking it on the tail end.
That's why.
Paying the whole $13,000 for the whole year. But still, that's a little bit.
So on $121,600 purchase of the truck, on that one you're paying $128,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Or $128,000, excuse me.
Per truck.
So you're...
Yeah, I was just talking interest and principal and trying to...
Right. So you're paying $28,000.
And you're going to pay up front. And where's the money coming from to pay for this?
We have money in our highway fund equipment budget right now to pay the first $100,000.
And after that, the next 4 years?
Yeah, because we have a $300,000 highway fund equipment budget that we budget for every year.
And you're going to take that out of there.
If we weren't going to buy these trucks now, we bank on spending $175,000 a year to buy a truck.
Right.
And then we have some money to purchase other equipment as well.
You're just going to use it now.
We're going to use it now and then use it, yeah.
Okay, you talked about the $122,000. I thought that you were interested in option two.
On this one, the four-year. Flip that one's, that's a 3 year mm-hmm. and a 5 year, and then the next one's the 4 year. Mm-hmm. I was just trying to look at something that made the payments pretty much standardized mm-hmm. so that it's easy to deal with budgetarily
mm-hmm.
Over the life. But I can certainly ask some other financial institutions. Matt could care less if we get the money from Mac or if we get it from Joe's lending institution. He just wants to sell the trucks. So that price is good no matter what. So I guess maybe the motion could be to approve the purchase of the four trucks using the existing equipment to find the best financial.
You can also make the first payment, put the 100 down, and then you're only financing 386 versus 486. So then you've got your equity in there because usually they'll want 20%. Or,
yeah.
I mean, they'll loan on you, but 20 is a thumb.
Right.
Jeff, do we have the numbers on the trucks? Like, are they coming out of the Pennsylvania plant? Or?
I've got the VIN numbers. They're on this sheet that I gave
you. For the ones that we have, but for the ones we want to purchase?
They're Mack trucks.
Didn't see them.
I mean, the ones that we want.
The new ones.
Right, just making sure they're not coming like from the Venezuela plant. They're going to come from one in the U.S.
The trucks that we're wanting
to
purchase?
We want American-made trucks.
All of our trucks are built in.
Okay. Perfect.
I don't have the numbers yet.
They will be built in the United States.
Okay. Thank you.
USA in the
VIN
number.
Okay, Patty wanted to say something.
I just had a point of clarification. The amounts that you're talking about per truck, does that include the transfer of the old equipment? So
yes.
That is the bottom line.
Yes.
Price on.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Max.
Since you figured that an amortization of 10 years on these trucks, I'm curious that maybe so that you don't find yourself in 10 years needing to purchase four new vehicles. What would your thoughts be? And maybe there's going to be some additional residual value. In the seventh year, you sell one,
right.
8, 9, and 10, so that we don't get ourselves in a position where you've got four vehicles that
all come at the same time.
You know, because who knows what the financial position of the county might be in. So in the seventh year, you might have a better trade-in.
Yep.
And then just plan to turn those up, and it's sooner. On the first set, but then after that, then you could be into, a 10-year cycle.
Right.
You do another two or three cycles, and you might be able to retire.
That'd be good. We're on about a 10-year cycle now before this hit us.
Uh-huh.
We have a 2005 Peterbilt that's still running well, and we're having good luck with. We're going to keep it, obviously. And we've got some older Internationals you'll see on there that are running well because they were pre-emissions standards.
But I think that... just planning going forward.
Right.
I mean, you might, out of four, you might have one that's a bad boy, and you think that might be the one that, to plug in first. And
right.
Just, I mean, I just, so that you're not faced with four at once.
Yeah. I agree with you wholeheartedly.
So.
Gary, did you have anything you want to say?
Not with respect to the truck, thank you.
So are we confused again, though? I guess what Diane said about paying the first payment. And
well, I guess I just need to talk to lending institutions about different options is what kind of the feel is, that we would like to move forward with the purchase of those trucks, but we need to just see what our best option is going to be.
Okay, now what was the motion?
So maybe Mr. J will...
He needs to amend his...
Or remove his motion.
Okay.
If you... I would... So that it lacks confusion when we get to the board, mm-hmm. I would pick your number one option out of these, mm-hmm. and then two or three other alternatives. Mm-hmm. So that,
compare it.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. that, so we're not looking at all the... We're not looking at these lease purchases, but looking at... A lease purchase and two direct purchase financing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So Mr. J's motion can still stand as mm-hmm. the choice from here, if that's okay with the when we vote.
We have a motion on the floor. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, and we're talking about option two is the main motion.
Yeah.
Right. Any other
motion? Now somebody needs to probably make a motion to investigate other.
I'll make a motion to further investigate financing and the purchase of equipment from MAC for four trucks for $486,396. Is that too specific?
Exactly. Open for discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Anyone opposed?
Aye. I don't want to make life complicated, and that's all we're doing right now, just mm-hmm. making life complicated on a very simple transaction. But
that's what we're for. We're politicians.
You think it's complicated? Wait till we get to 22.
Well, I'm glad you're selling houses instead of trucks. I don't want to buy a truck.
Hey, I can get you in and get you out faster than you know what happened.
Yeah, I know how you sell those work.
All right. Do we vote on that?
Yes.
Okay. So we made it through 14, 15. The only thing I have under other business is an update on the Lincoln Avenue project. I think some of you probably know because I've seen emails from a number of you about the... we did everything we were supposed to do. I got all the right-of-way negotiated in good faith and turned it over to the city of Urbana. Mm-hmm. And there is a very, very high mortgage on one of the pieces of property, and the city did not feel comfortable certifying the purchase of the right-of-way without getting releases... partial releases mm-hmm. from the mortgage companies because there's over $1 million mortgage. Mm-hmm. And I understand that. It doesn't make me feel any better about it. But so it will not be on the June letting. The July letting, so we're on the IDOT letting, so we don't really have a choice when the lettings are. We have to be on their letting because it's a federally funded project. The July letting has the huge MCOR project on it, which is the University Champaign and Urbana's project in the campus area for all their stuff, which is way out trumps this project dollar-wise. So it's probably not in our best interest to bid it against those projects. So likely we would bid it in the fall for beginning construction 2017, early spring, as soon as we can get out there. And it should be a single construction season project for the most part. I mean, it should be able to be built and opened. It probably wouldn't be 100% done. Still be cleanup and things to do in the following year. But that leaves Olympian Drive closed for that period of time because we don't want to dump all the traffic onto the Seal Coat Township Road at this time. So, unfortunate turn of events, but... That's the way.
Just a comment about Olympian going west. I must have been absent or something, but I was headed north on what would be Duncan Road, north of 150. I don't know what the road number is.
Yeah.
And I see this road, this new road. And so anyway, I turned right on it to check it out. That was Olympian. And it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's done. And there's no power lines above it, so I like that.
Be landing out there, maybe?
Could be.
So my understanding is, so they have a mortgage on the property, but we don't take the whole property. We just take a chunk of it.
But right? You've got to subordinate that.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're screwed.
Yeah, because if he goes bad on the mortgage and that piece of property was on that mortgage, they could come back and bite us.
Mm-hmm. So how long has the mortgage been on the property? Just long enough to screw with the...
No. These go back, I think, 2010, if I was reading the email right. They're not like he just took them out to stop the project. Mm-hmm. They're mortgages that he took out when he purchased the property and built the house and all the things that he did out there.
Hello.
No.
Sorry.
Okay, Gary. Max.
That's well, whatever. Actually, it gets kind of complicated. One of the worst agencies to deal with is Farmers Home, as far as time takes to get those releases, partial releases, they call them. Utilities, of course, they've got an easement, so you have to get that and all that. Those all take time, but the mortgages usually show up in the title.
They showed up. Mm-hmm. We have to do a title commitment right before we buy the property. And these showed up in the title commitment.
And then sometimes I would ask, I'd say, I hate to ask this, but do you have a mortgage?
Right.
Especially out in the rural areas where there might be a farmer's home.
Yeah.
So just a hint, maybe you can use it at some point in time.
Well, generally, if we're buying 0.05 of an acre, we don't really worry about a mortgage too much. But when we're buying an acre and a half for a new roadway and you're working with a municipality, the Squires didn't have a mortgage, Corms didn't have a mortgage, Mac didn't have a mortgage, and this one just kind of, he never alluded to the fact that he had a mortgage either. And it's not like it's a mortgage from UC Bank, it's from JP Morgan. So you're dealing with Chase, this huge conglomeration, to try to get a release. So, unfortunately.
Can you give us a little update on Maplewood before I talk to Mr. McCoskey?
We're building it.
Yeah. Still on time?
Yeah.
Everything for okay.
Yep, we're still on time. He's not happy about we're putting his driveway, but there's no way around it. We have to put the guardrails on. Mm-hmm. It has to be at the end of the guardrails. Which makes him have to swoop when he comes in.
Yeah.
I've only heard from him once.
Thank you. You thank me. But, all right.
Yeah. But it is on time. I don't know that it'll be done by harvest, but right now we're on time, on schedule.
Have there been any talk about going to 45 yet?
No. Well, you saw the News Gazette, the sesquicentennial farm, the 150-year farm, that the state, we would go right through that. So it's probably a bad time to be talking about going through the Sigler's farm.
You know my feeling on that one.
Yeah. But, no, right now we're just trying to get to where we're, get done what we've already started.
I was thinking about a Olympia Drive the other day. I was sitting at the train track up there on Bradley. I said, now if Olympic was open, I could just drive on down the Olympic, come on back down Lincoln and be high. Okay, we don't need to do anything on this one.
No. And that's the only other business I had to bring to the committee.
Okay. Our next meeting will be June 3rd, 2016.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Is it the 10th?
What did we change it from the 10th? I can't.
I'm going to be gone.
Oh, you're going to be gone.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, what we're going to place on consent?
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13.
Okay, is there any other business the committee want to talk about? If not, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved to second.
Second.
Oh.
Thank you.